Are you being tracked online? This is Leo Notenboom for AskLeo.info. This week, there was news of a movement to create a Do Not Track registry for the internet, much like a Do Not Call registry for your telephone. Yep, Big Brother may not be tracking you, but it's likely that Madison Avenue is. Most people don't realize how much their online activities are being tracked by retailers and advertisers. Most don't think about it, and those that do typically have a serious and often paranoid misconception about exactly what's happening. For example, a retail store might place your customer number in a cookie on your machine so that the next time you visit, the site automatically receives that cookie and knows who you are. Advertisers can also place so-called third-party cookies on your machine. Since the same advertiser may be displaying ads on thousands of websites, they can track where you go across those sites, even the sites that you've never been to before. So, here comes the paranoia. Oh my God, you mean advertisers are tracking me? Well, yes, but no. They're likely not interested in you as a specific individual. There are simply too many people for them to bother tracking anyone specifically. Advertisers are interested in crowds of people, and they collect or aggregate data to see what the trends are that those crowds are following. For example, if half the people that visit Joe's online bookstore also visit Mary's online grocer, that's very interesting data that might be used to tailor specific or more relevant offers to that crowd. If you're one of the people in that crowd, well, your identity is likely just lost in the noise. Amazon.com does this kind of thing within their store all the time. They track what you've purchased and even what you've just looked at so as to make suggestions of other merchandise that might appeal to you. Most advertiser tracking is really not much more than the same thing, only with less accuracy applied to larger groups of people and across a broader range of sites. Sites may not know who you are, but they may be able to better target what they offer based on the characteristics of the kinds of crowds you appear via tracking to belong to. Yes, you can disable cookies, but then a bunch of sites stop working completely. You can disable third-party cookies in most browsers if you like, but there are apparently also ways around that that allow the same kinds of information to be collected. This isn't to say we shouldn't be watchful. We should. This type of tracking data could be abused. That's one reason I actually do business online with a handful of companies that I trust. But in the long run, with a little bit of common sense, I'm just not that concerned. I'd love to hear what you think. Visit AskLeo.info and enter 11964 in the go-to article number box to access the show notes, the transcript, and to leave me a comment. While you're there, browse the hundreds of technical questions and answers on the site. Till next time, I'm Leo Notenboom for AskLeo.info.